Find yourself too busy, stressed out, and unfulfilled? Know what you are supposed to do, but have no idea how to fit it all in? Doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to Seamless Life with Alan Vaisberg, a program that shows you how to do all the things you know you're supposed to do. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you make your life seamless.
Everybody, I'm your host, Alan Vaisberg, and welcome to our show. And by the way, in a bit of additional news, but on a good variety, at least in my opinion, today is Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th. All the teams that are playing baseball are wearing number 42, every single player. I love that. If you haven't seen the movie 42, I highly recommend it. I can tell you that just from my personal experience, there are at least three parts in that movie where I'm gone. I'm completely gone. I am crying. I am bawling my eyes out. I am a grown man, and I'm crying my eyes out during that movie. So definitely recommend watching 42 and watching baseball today if you get a chance on the Jackie Robinson Day. All right. So today we're going to talk about career change, my favorite topic since I teach people the process of doing that, since I've done that myself. And still doing it. Again, it's an ongoing process. If you certainly talk to my wife about it, we're gonna have two wonderful guests with us after the first break. We're gonna talk to Dana House and Gina Gomez at about 8:17 Central Time, and they're gonna tell us about their experience and their advice on the process itself of what we can do in order to be successful during that. During the first segment, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and how I did things, as well as some statistics, so you don't think that it's just something that I want to do. Then we have our guests for two segments, and at the last segment, I'll actually go through the process that I advise to my clients, things that have worked for me in order to change careers successfully without making all the mistakes that I did in the past 2.5 to 3 years, so you don't have to. All right, so let's begin with statistics. In terms of how many happy people are there in terms of their careers, it's actually not that good of a statistic, because when we're looking at the recent Harris poll, only 14% of U.S. workers believe they have the perfect job, and more than half want to change careers. That's pretty big numbers. But when we're looking at people who are actively changing, 49% of respondents were actively seeking to change careers, and a total of 89% would be open to changing to a different industry. Okay? Many people want to change careers completely. And when we're looking at the younger generation, they're going to have between 4 to 5 career changes, not just jobs, but career changes during their lifetime. Those numbers are staggering. So from my perspective, what I am most concerned with is why do they change their jobs, not jobs, why do they change their careers 4 to 5 times? Because if your industry is no longer around and you need to change a career, I get it. But 4 to 5 times, is it going to be really that bad? Or are people not sure of what career they should go into? And that's the crux of the problem from my perspective. How do you actually know what you're supposed to be doing and then get to the career? So not only are you happy with it, but you're making the amount of money that you think you should be making, and you are providing for your family, and you're going to work thinking that it's not work. You're going to a place where you're having fun and actually getting paid for it. So are those careers possible? Yes. I'm here to tell you they are. And once I made the switch away from what I'll tell you about my IT background, and I started surrounding myself with people who actually have done things like that, who have left their careers and found their true calling and are happy, healthy, and they're making money at it, then my whole perspective was confirmed. I knew that it was possible. I knew that I was going to do it. But being around all the people who already have done it was very, very refreshing. So a little bit about my specific experience and why I had to change careers. I came here, I'm talking about the United States of America. I came here in 1989 at the age of 14 as an immigrant from Ukraine with my parents, who were, on the elderly side. They were, I think, 50 or 52 at the time of the move. We didn't have any money in our pockets. We didn't have English. We had some family who were here who were also immigrants. And I went to school. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a professional tennis player. My dad, who's a professional engineer with many patents to his name in the former USSR, came here, had to wash dishes and cut bread while he was learning English, and had to, pay for all of our activities in terms of in addition to my school, until he finally got an engineering job a year later. For me to tell my parents that I want to do something that's not a career, quote unquote, was a very, very short conversation, let's put it that way. My parents said, no way, go get a job, a real job. Hobbies are hobbies, real jobs are real jobs. So acting and tennis were not possible. So I went with, I thought I was going to be pre-law. I always liked business. I was always an entrepreneur at heart. So I went to pre-law. Then I decided I don't want to be a lawyer because I have no intention of fiddling around with contracts for a living, because I am not a micro person and I would have to do a lot of that. So I decided not to be pre-law. Then I went into marketing and advertising, which is something that I actually really do like a lot. And during that time, I was an IT recruiter for a friend of mine. Instead of working at a shoe store or driving pizza, this was my part-time job, and I was placing all these people who came from different countries and would finish a vocational school, and they would be making, 40, 50, 60,000 a year. And here I was a couple of years away from graduating from DePaul University with a degree in business, and I would be making 24,000 that year. And I thought, you know what, this sucks. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I went to the IT route. I transferred from DePaul to DeVry, decided to be a computer programmer. Only to realize that I hate computer programming and I really didn't find anything interesting in it. So I toiled around until I finally decided to get married, went to a vocational school, got a specific skill in an IT, got a job making $42,500 a year, and worked full time in an IT environment for the first time in my life, and very, very quickly realized that I am not made to be the guy who sits in the cubicle and codes all day. So I was depressed, and I wanted to go back to advertising and marketing. And I did some ad campaigns for this company that I was with. And the advertising company liked it. They said, sure, we'll have you for $24,000 a year. I said, this is not right. I've been working. I'm already at 42 and a half. There's no way I'm going back to 24. That was the whole point of going to IT. So, It started to be a grind. I chose a profession strictly based on the fact that I could make more money in it. So then I decided, you know what, might as well make money. And after 6 months of that first experience, I stumbled onto a part of IT that I actually liked a little bit more than others. I went to work for a software company. I was making a lot more money. Then left them a year later, started my own company. Did fantastic until I, September 11th happened and the economy went down, and all of my mistakes along the way didn't help. That company ended up costing me about $300,000 in my personal debt. Then I went to work for another company doing IT work, and started another company, paid off all the debts, made a significant amount of money. And in the middle of 2012, I said, that's enough. I can't do this anymore because I still hate IT. I went into IT strictly for the money. I finally paid off all the debts. I finally, made money and made myself a success. And at the height of all of my successes, I said, I'm done. And I quit. I quit. I left my IT job because it was not a calling. It was not something that I wanted to ever do. And I said, at this point, I'm 37 years old. I have enough financial wherewithal where I can allow myself an opportunity to explore and give a chance of finding that passion, finding that calling. I wanted to be an actor. Let's act. So I went to Second City and I finished Second City. I wanted to be in a movie. I auditioned. I got to be in a movie. I wanted to finally release my book. I wrote and released my first book. I wanted to explore my spiritual side. I went and I studied with Lisa Williams, and I took courses from Doreen Virtue, and I went in that direction. I did some more in the businesses. I went on the radio. That was the first year where I got on the radio. I did all of these things, and it took a while for me to really understand not just what parts of me were expressing who I truly am, because that took a little while to understand, but what is it that I wanted to do for a living? And finally, I figured out and I condensed it, and allowed myself the ability to focus on only a few things instead of what my norm is. I'm trying to focus on about 50 different things. Because I happen to be good at many things, and focusing on one is a very painful process. But it took a long time. I do not at all recommend to anybody to do what I did, not only just from the financial perspective, but from the perspective that I did not have a plan. I knew that I could. I left and I allowed myself the freedom to find myself. But that process is a very, very difficult one, and I don't recommend it. So when I work with clients, this is not something that I tell them to do, and I have them go through a process which took me these 3 years of trial and discovery and errors and failures, and having to work part-time now back into IT environment after a while, because I didn't want to dip into the savings and I wanted to continue feeding that dream that I had. So that process was developed by me through all of that experience. And that is a part of my story. And that's something that we'll discuss a little bit more in the last segment. But please stay with us. When we come back after a few minutes, we're going to have two wonderful guests who tell us about their experience and what process they used in order to successfully switch into a career of their dream. Stay with us.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix. Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I'm your host, Alan Baysberg, and I wanted to welcome to the program to our wonderful guests for tonight. We have Gina Gomez and Dana House. Dana's in the house.
Hey.
I'm sure you've never heard that before.
Never. It's like our family motto.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And that's actually true because Dana is in the house. You're working from the house.
So yes, I sure am. I'm loving it.
Very cool. I'm waiting to see what you're going to do with Gomez.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that, Gina. Thank you. Thanks very much for putting me on the spot. I appreciate that. I'm coming up blank on that one, and that's very interesting because I'm trying to turn it into something and I can't. So we'll just move on. So Gina and Dana, let's talk career, and let's begin with introductions. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? So we'll start with Gina so I can think about what to do with your name.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
I am Gina Gomez. I am a certified life and business coach. And I work mostly with entrepreneurs and small business owners who are looking to increase revenue in their business. So I say I'm kind of like people who flip houses, where they look at where the opportunity is with the house and they tear down what's not working to rebuild it to increase the value. I do the same thing with businesses with my clients.
I like that. And do you have a television show that documents all that? That would be cool.
I have a bi-weekly YouTube series called Five Questions in 5 Minutes, where I interview a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners, you know, people from all different types of industries. And it's a 5-minute video where I ask 5 questions specific about success and business advice and tips so that people can learn about business and also the people that they're watching on the show.
Very, very cool. Perfect. And how about you, Dana?
Yeah, I'm Dana House, in the house, and I'm an instructional strategist at CourseDesign101.com. And I help people transition from coaching or practicing in a one-to-one model. I help them transition to a one-to-many model by helping them create course and program content that gets results.
Makes sense. Yeah. Very, very cool. And by the way, it sounds like you would be a perfect complement to what Gina is doing. I don't know if you are working together with any of your clients, but it works, in my opinion.
As a matter of fact, we are.
Very cool. See, I'm just inventing all things. I had the in the house. Now I'm doing this. Gina, I was thinking Gina being the genie and the live genie, but I can't do anything with Gomez. Not on such short notice. I'll keep working on it.
All right. Fair enough.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's come back to Gina. And, you know, how did you get to this point? Did you have let's call it the ordinary career? Did you have a corporate gig before you decided that you want to be the major success coach that you are now?
I did. I had a very traditional corporate career where I started from the ground up in an entry level position in the health insurance industry and worked my way up to an executive leadership position as a regional vice president running a sales division throughout the state of California. So I'm very familiar with the differences and the types of business and, you know, the pros and cons of each. It's you know, it's a journey. I mean, as you know, from making that transition, it's not always as easy as it seems in our mind, but it certainly is worth it when you do it right.
Perfect. And Dana, how about you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I spent most of my career in corporate in the financial services industry, actually. I flip-flopped around a little bit. I also started in an entry-level kind of position and worked my way up through not quite as high as Gina. But I worked in many, many kind of industries, financial services, chemical manufacturing, I worked for major retail and apparel companies, and I made the transition and kind of never looked back. I love the time that I had in my corporate life because it served me well. It taught me a lot about what I did and didn't want out of life. But I'm really loving my life now, working from home and being able to be a parent and an individual. So yeah, absolutely.
You mean it's possible? You can actually leave your corporate job, be a stay-at-home mom, make money, and actually have a job that you enjoy doing?
Yes, you can. And I feel like my time in corporate really set me up for that. And I didn't think so when I was in corporate. I wasn't sure that there would ever be a way out, but perseverance got me where I am. So it's been a wonderful journey, we'll say.
Good. Well, that's the thing, right? When we're in these environments and everybody is basically in the same boat, it's hard to see outside of it. And it's hard to see any people who have left and have gone on to do what they really want to do and actually make money at it. So we are not really around those people, unfortunately. And once you start expanding those circles, you all of a sudden start to see, hey, they do exist. And actually, there are quite many of them, and they're happy, and they're healthy, and they're making money. And why am I not doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Gina, since I couldn't come up with anything, I went to the standard, I'm a poet. So life is a mess, call Gina Gomez.
Ah, I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah. Need a course? There's Dana, of course.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That's it. So now we're back to improv, because the first rule of improv is you can't think of a joke. The rule of improv is you have to be listening to the other person so you can be participating in the conversation actively instead of thinking in the back of your mind. So I'm done with that. I can move on.
Okay.
Perfect. So Gina, how did you make that switch? Because we're talking about the process, whether we did it the right way or the wrong way. But now we've gone through it. So what have you done?
I was in a position where I was going through some big personal life changes. I had lost my father the year before I actually decided to make the move. And I think what a lot of people don't tell you when you lose someone significant in your life, like a parent, excuse me, everything changes. Like nothing feels the same. So it's kind of like you try to go back to this blueprint that doesn't exist. But you're also faced with dealing with your own mortality and looking at, is this the way I want to live the rest of my life? And for me, the answer was no. So I knew that I needed to make some changes because I knew I wasn't happy. And I knew I certainly wasn't making the people around me happy because I was, I was fine when I was in the job, but I really wasn't happy, really fulfilled. But it wasn't the job. It was me. You know, I had a great career. Everything looked great on paper. But I knew that wasn't what I was meant to do. So when my father passed away, that was when I made the decision to make some big changes in my life. And I learned a lot through the process. I think, I don't regret it. I don't regret the way that it happened because I've learned so much and I work with such extraordinary people now. But I think if I were to do it over again, I would probably be much more clear about what it is or what it was that I wanted to do before I took the leap, because I thought I knew and I really didn't. And so it took me a while to find my way. And there were times when that was really fun and it was an adventure. And then there were times where I thought, I can't do this for 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, probably the best advice I can give somebody is, get really clear on what you want to do before you make the leap. So
yeah.
That you're better prepared.
But people don't want to listen to that. I remember writing an article that was basically saying, here are the 7 things you should be thinking of before you quit your job. And the responses I was getting from people was like, well, the way that this article is written, it makes me not want to quit my job. Yeah, because you should quit your job only when you're ready to do so,
right?
Not just because you feel like it.
Right.
So, yeah. But I completely agree with you. You have to go through that process. And it's a difficult part because emotionally, I walked into my boss's office and I said, okay, so that contract that's going to come up in 3 months, I'm not renewing it after that. So here's your 3 months notice and we're done. Was that the right thing to do? Who knows, right? Could I have done that differently, less emotionally? I was on wings of happiness. I was cutting off that cord. I wanted to move on with my life. I get all of that. But we need to know where we're going otherwise it's going to take us a long time to get there.
Right, right. I agree. And, you know, listen, the truth is, mm-hmm. I didn't listen to my own advice. I mean, I didn't give myself that advice back then. I left when I felt I was ready.
Right.
But looking back, now I see, I don't know that I would have done it differently because I'm very happy where I am.
Yeah.
But I think that what we imagine it's going to be like isn't always how it turns out. And not that it's a bad thing, but you got to be willing to take the bad with the good.
Very true. How about you, Dana?
Well, you know, it's so interesting as I'm listening to Gina's story because our stories are very different but very similar because I left after the birth of my daughter. So, again, like a catastrophic life event in some ways where the minute your child is born, your life is completely different and you're no longer, your entire paradigm shifts and what you think is reality is no longer reality. Like mm-hmm. what was reality yesterday is now totally different. So I had my daughter in the very end of 2011 and went back to my corporate job after my very short maternity leave, which was 4 months, which is longer than the norm.
Yeah.
And just felt like there was something was not right. Mm-hmm. I was not living the life that I wanted to live and not being the example that I wanted to be for my children in that regard. So I left my job after that point, after I had gone back to maternity leave. And I didn't necessarily have a safety net. So I went actually back to a corporate job not too long afterwards and then started really saving money. And I think that was like the one thing for me was that I knew I needed to make the change, but I also had the need yeah. to be responsible. So
we'll come back. Yeah. We'll come back and we'll continue that discussion. Stay with us as we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back with Gina and Dana.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I'm your host, Ellen Dainsbrick, and we're speaking with Gina Gomez and Dana House about their lives, about career change, about the process of actually doing it and switching to something that you actually love doing and make money at it. God forbid, make money at it. Dana, where we were leaving off, you were finishing a thought on you didn't have a nest egg, so you went back to the corporate job, you started saving money until you were ready to actually make that move. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. And I think that having that nest egg made it a lot easier for me to make that leap. Because like you and like Gina, I thought I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't really have a plan to execute on. So having that nest egg kind of made it a little bit easier to take the jump. So yeah, that's my story.
And that's, again, there are lots of parallels, and the more people that I speak to, you see the same patterns emerge. With all three of us, we needed a trigger, right? So for Gina, it was the loss of her father. For Dana, it was the birth of her daughter. For me, it was the introducing myself to people. And when I had to introduce myself to people, and you usually shake somebody's hand, they ask you, to tell about yourself. And normally that means, what do you do for a living? And I would reach out and I would say that I'm a computer consultant or an entrepreneur or whatever. Everything within me would cringe. My stomach would start churning and I would have this voice that yells in my head of saying, that's not who you are. That's what you do for a living. And you're an author, you're a speaker, you're this and that, and you're not doing any of that. So at some point during that time, even before I quit, I basically said, I am not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be authentic. Then I'm going to introduce myself as who I am, which caused a lot of confusion for people and a lot of fun for me, because I would answer, I'm an author. And they would say, oh, cool. What have you written? Well, nothing yet, but I'm an author. Or I'm an actor. Really? Where have you been in? Well, not that you have seen, but I will be soon. And just to see the expressions on people's faces, like, okay, we knew you were crazy, but now we're really seeing it. But I had to be authentic to myself. And having the discussions with people of, if you think you're an author, does that mean that you have to be published and then you can be called an author? Is this a profession or who you really are? And that whole thing started the process for me, and that was my trigger. I had to be authentic to who I am, and then I had to actually do something about it.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that you said about introducing yourself and how every time you said what you did, it was so relatable to me, because this is terrible, but I'm going to tell you, I used to lie. When people asked me what I did for a living, I never told them the truth, because as soon as I said I worked in health insurance, the response was always about how someone didn't get the care they needed.
Yep.
My company killed their father-in-law. Like, it was terrible, especially on a plane. So people would ask me what I would do, and I make things up. It was like a game.
Nice.
And
nice.
Then eventually I realized, I can't live like this. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I routinely, and I just surprised my wife. My wife and I have known each other for, 17, 18 years now. And we walk into Panera, and they ask me what my name is, and I say, Sebastian. My wife looks at me and with these surprised eyes, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't know this. I play a game when I'm in Panera, because they take your name and then they call it out when your food comes in. So I come up with Sebastian, or just these weird European names that are not normally used, just to see what the reaction of the people around Panera would be. And you're doing that on the plane with your career. I love that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Very, very cool. All right, so let's talk about the process and our suggestions for people. So I'll get to my suggestions in the last segment, but what are yours? Obviously, we've heard one. Know more about yourself before you set up or set out to do this. Actually, we heard two. Second is, have some financial basis before you make the move. What are some of the other ones that you have run into? Both. That's an open question for Gina and Dana.
I have two that come to mind. The first one is maintaining your relationships, because no matter what you end up doing down the road, if you have good, solid relationships in your current industry, those relationships will serve you later when they turn into potential clients, referrals, your biggest cheerleaders. I mean, I have a lot of contact still with clients that I've known for many, many years who have become my biggest supporters in making my career transition, which I did not expect at the time. And I'm very, very grateful to them. The other thing I would say is to be open. You got to be open, and you got to be really sure that this is what you want, because there, like I said earlier, there will be a lot of highs, and it's so worth it. And it's so fun. And there will be days when you can't imagine doing anything else, But there will also be moments when you wonder why you did it. You'll know it's the right decision, but there will be moments that test you.
Yeah. That was the toughest part for me. I did not count on that happening. All the people around you, and we all think that, hey, we're doing something so courageous and we're going to show others and be that beacon of saying, hey, it's possible, I'm gonna do it so you can do it too. And everybody looks at you like you're an idiot, and they tell you you're an idiot, and everybody thinks that you're going to fail. So you have to basically surround yourself with very different people in order to survive in this process. Dana, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think from my perspective, there's also you need to also identify things that you like to do or enjoy doing outside of your business building activities.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, you create this business that's based on your passion or something you love to do. It can, or at least it did for me, become so all-consuming that you can lose out on the opportunity to just have fun for the sake of having fun.
Right.
So I think, and you know, the early days in my business, I missed a lot of fun times because I was so driven to build this business. So I think that doing something, you know, to make sure that you are still living a life is really valuable.
That's a very, very good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
I may have to borrow that too.
Then,
as you'll hear in the latter part of the show, especially maintaining a relationship, you know, I call that don't burn the bridge, but it's one of my core things that I teach people. This one, in terms of maintaining a life and don't be method, all right? We are crazy about our jobs, and now we're going to be so happy about doing something else for a living that we completely dive into that and forget everything else in life, and we shouldn't be doing that. So that maintaining the balance is very important. Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, thank you.
What else? What other things come to mind that would be helpful to our listeners as they're hopefully thinking about making a career change or are already embarking on that process?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dana.
Sorry. I think that patience and a plan are two things that are pretty important. You kind of have to know what your next step is, and you need to be patient with the process because it's pretty rare that you're going to be an overnight success. There's a lot of work that obviously goes into building a business. So you need to be patient and kind with yourself, and you need to just kind of always have the next goal in mind.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, overnight success. We keep on talking about that. And there is a famous phrase, which I'm going to paraphrase, but I think all the overnight successes have been 15 years in the making.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I think it's very easy to forget about that, to get caught up in what we see, especially in social media, because everything is, it's at the tip of our fingers. And because it's a big part of what we do, is being visible, that it's very easy to get caught up in other people's successes and start shaming yourself because you're not where you think you should be, or someone else may have told you where you should be. It's usually our own self limits that we put on ourselves. But really, I say this to clients a lot when it comes up, and I'll say, you got to keep stay in your own lane or keep your eyes on your own paper, whatever you need to do, shut off social media for half a day and get back in, get right back where you need to be focused on your goals.
Yeah, we don't need to be living somebody else's life. And it's very easy for us to do that now with social media.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, we touched upon the concept of money, and that's a whole separate show, which we're going to have, of how you actually make money as an entrepreneur. But just quickly, any advices on the new business and transitioning and actually making money at it? Anything that comes to mind?
I'm a big fan of, especially if you don't know for sure what you want to do, I am a big, big fan of going to, as you're building your network, you know, and using those relationships that you've had from, you know, your past career, of really getting to know people in different areas that interest you, mm-hmm. and ask for things like a 30-minute informational interview. And if it's something that interests you more, offer to do some project-based work. You know, see where there's a need in the area that you're interested in, but also really study and learn about that community, because it's going to make you so much better in the industry, and it raises your level of credibility when you're looking to build these relationships and start bringing in money through freelance work as you're forming your own business.
Very cool. Dana?
Oh man, my brain just went blank because Gina's answer was so good. Well, now I'm like, what am I going to say?
As you're thinking about that, just following up on something Gina mentioned, there's really no substitute in any business, regardless of whether it's our dream job or something that we do for corporate. You have to be an expert. And if you're not an expert, you're not going to make as much money or any money in anything. And, you know, one of the things what I talk about in my, you know, career change formula, success formula, is first do what you love. Right, do that not as a profession, but do what you love. Become an expert in it. Then make it a profession, and then love what you do. You know, it's obviously simplifying the whole process, but first figure out what you really, really want to do. Become an expert in it, and then you can start transitioning to it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, oftentimes what happens is people get stuck and they go, well, what if I don't know what I want to do? And I think mm-hmm. the easiest way to figure that out is, Look at things from when you were a kid. Like, what were the toys that you played with? What are the shows that you're really drawn to? When you go and you buy, you know, or you go to read a magazine or you go to read articles online, what are the articles that you're always drawn to? Look for patterns that way and ask people you know and trust and respect mm-hmm. to give you that feedback too. Because sometimes they'll say, oh, I remember when you were younger, you were fascinated with animals. But we may not remember because we were kids and we didn't see it that way.
Very true. Thank you to both of you. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Dana, for jumping on and sharing your stories. Really appreciate it, and you're welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Take care. And everybody else, stay with us. We'll have a last segment coming up right after this.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue-collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to the last segment of Seamless Life. I am your host, Ellen Beesberg. Very, very happy that you all have stuck with us. And thanks again to Gina and Dana for jumping on and sharing their stories. And by the way, Gina and Dana are both part of the same awesome community, which I adore and I'm a member of. B-School, love you, Marie Forleo, if you're listening, and everybody else who is listening to us. So, all right, let's talk about the process. And I love that actually ladies mentioned that in the last segment, because this is a process. It is not a one-step anything. It is not a you quit and you're set, unless you have a wonderful inheritance or you have a rich uncle that will give you a job in his company and that's the job of your dreams. Otherwise, listen up. So the way that I break this process up is actually in four phases. One is before you do anything. So before you do anything, before you dive into the past, the present, or the future, let's talk about right now. Let's first understand your level of happiness or frustration with the decisions that you've actually had. What led you to that point? Let's actually decide if career change is the right step for you or you are just in disbalance. Maybe all you need is a hobby. Maybe your job is fine and all you need is just to expand your horizons and do something after work so you're filling in those other gaps. Maybe that's all you need and maybe that's perfectly fine for you. Because career change is a huge, huge, huge life-altering event. So I don't suggest it unless this is something that you want to do. Not that I don't suggest doing it, because obviously I did it. I love having done it. And everybody that I talk to that has gone through the process successfully can't thank themselves enough for actually going through with it. I just want to make sure that you're ready for it. So understand what options are available to change your life, right? Maybe you need to add to your life. Maybe you need to re-energize. Once you get done with that, we need to let go of the past, because we tend to jump into things very quickly and we cannot do that unless we actually work through what is holding us back. And your past, your blocks, your guilt, and your past experiences may be holding you back. So what we need to do in that phase is reflect, we need to accept, and we need to release. So the three phases that I'll talk about, they have four common elements that are going throughout. And I call that you and Tom. Tom is an acronym that stands for time, others, and money, because they are playing a part in every one of these phases. And if you forget about one of them, it's going to come back and bite you on the tuchus. That's Jewish for butt. So in terms of you, when we're talking about the past, you need to accept responsibility for the decisions that led you to that point. It's a difficult thing to do, but you need to do that. You need to forgive yourself. Many of us are living in guilt and saying, I should have done this. I should not have listened to that advice. It doesn't matter. You're already here. Let's forgive, forget, move on. We cannot move on unless we actually forgive ourselves, including everybody else, right? So, write down a list of all of the good things that you have accomplished, all of the experiences that you have gained and lessons that you have learned. That will be your impetus to continue moving forward. As it relates to time in the past, don't worry about the time you spent on building your career and time you spent on studying. It will be useful in the transition. You're not beginning anew. You may be choosing a different direction, but all of these skills are going to be very applicable. So you're not wasted, or you have not wasted the past 20 years of your time. Don't think of it that way. Think of how much time every day you're spending doing something you don't want to do, because many people are not motivated enough to actually make that change. But if you start analyzing it and you want to say, most of my day I'm unhappy. Is that the way that you choose to be? Let's start looking at that. Write down a daily log of activities to see how much time you spend on doing anything. And then you'll quickly realize that you're spending, unfortunately, most of your time doing things that really don't express who you are or don't align with who you really are. As it relates to others in the past, to what degree was your career choice influenced by others? Right? Did you stay because of others? You need to forgive them and their role. How many people chose a career because their parents told them to do so? You need to let all of that go. And finally, money. Did you choose a career based on money, like I did with my IT career? How much money did you spend building your career? Let all of that go. These are all anchors that are holding you back. Once you go through that process, you move into the present, where we assess the current situation, figure out who you really are. That's where a lot of the inner work goes in. and choosing the proper path. So from you, you create what I call essence spectrum, and it's a whole separate story, but basically figuring out who you really are. And based on that spectrum, you choose up to 5 new career paths that then you're going to be dwindling down until you find one. And then you have to check, are they attainable? Are they sustainable? And will they make you happy? Do research on all of them. Take your emotion out of it. And then run them by Tom. Everything has to be run by Tom, which is time, others, and money. So in terms of time, how long would it take to switch to a new career? We're talking about life coaches. So I am a life coach, technically. I could have gone and gotten my psychology degree. That would have taken me about 4 to 6 years. Do I want to go down that route, or do I become a life coach and use my experience? So choose, right? There is a barrier to entry. There is time component to it. Are you prepared to wait that long or longer? Do I want to wait 6 years before I change my career? In my case, absolutely not. I'm going now. In your case, it may be different. Have to plan ahead. How long are you prepared to wait before making that move? When we're talking about others, what will your spouse or your loved one think of your change? That is the biggest thing that I did not count on. And that's the biggest aspect of this that I want to relate to you, is that this change may seem like it's all about you. It is not. It is all about everybody around you, because what you're doing puts a mirror in front of them, asking them to look into it. And that is the most difficult thing for people to do. So will they approve? Will they disapprove? Do you know anybody in the field you're investigating that would be helpful in that transition? Girls talked about that in the previous segment. Can you speak with them? Can you try that path on for a while? As far as money, come back to don't burn the bridge. Look at what I did. I stopped working in IT full time. After a while, I said, well, I'm not interested in dipping into my savings because I didn't burn that bridge. I can continue working as a consultant part time, depending on when I want to work, and continue feeding my new bridge. Don't burn that bridge. Use that in order to help you continue with your transition. What's your current financial situation? How are your savings? Look at the opportunity cost of the change. How long can you wait without making money? What's the amount of money you need to pay the bills? What are your upcoming expenses? What happens if tragedy occurs? How much money do you need to spend on switching to a new career? Because if you have to get education, it's going to cost money. Maybe you need to leave a job in order to go full-time to school. All of these aspects need to be written down. That's the part of the process. And then finally, in terms of the future, the tools that you're going to work with, from you, you have to stay positive. We talked about that with Gina and Dana. You have to be positive, and you have to do something on a daily basis that keeps you sane. Otherwise, this process will eat you alive. You have to stay laser focused on your goal and the reasons behind it. You have to stay flexible, as conditions are going to change all the time. Adjusting to it is natural. And then always check in with Tom. Time. Real change is the long game, so stay patient. It's not going to happen immediately. Hopefully it will, but not for many of the people that I've dealt with, and certainly not for me. Career change takes between 6 to 24 months, sometimes longer. And it's directly proportionate to your effort, but you can decrease it substantially by who you know, amount of money you invest, and support from your loved ones and those around you that will help you. So time and others is very important. Speaking of others, in terms of future, you're going to have critics. You know the expression, everyone's a critic? Well, they are. And most of the people are not going to be on your side. So critics are abound. You have to find those and surround yourself with those who will inspire and empower you. You have to open the lines of communication with your loved ones. If they're not open, the whole process will probably not work out, and it will substantially ruin your relationship, in essence. Right, you have to align with experts in the chosen field. You have to rely on your network. I know Gina mentioned that. You have to learn from the successes and failures of others so you don't make those mistakes. We don't have to learn on our mistakes all the time. I know we love doing that. I certainly am a huge fan of that myself, but let's try not to. And finally, as it gets to money, you have to continue the flow of money from the old field unless you are independently wealthy. Consider switching to a new job within the same company. That is a huge, huge benefit if you can do that. And there are ways of switching within the same company. Let's say if I wanted to go from IT into marketing, I would go and talk to the managers in marketing and say, hey, can we switch? Can I work part-time in one place and part-time with you? It would be a much simpler process. It would take a lot less time. So don't just automatically think that you have to leave the company. Investigate working part-time or consulting like I did. Use the old to funnel the new. You know, it's smart. It's not a failure if you continue utilizing what you've been doing before in order to fund your dream job. And finally, invest money into the new, because you'll be likely paying experts who can help you get there faster. If you need a course, call Dana. You need to work with a success expert, call Gina. Yes, apply for both of my friends. Okay, but this is a process. I know we're running through it very quickly, but it's all a process. So I know we try to do a poem every time. So here's a poem for the night. We often look to outside to measure our success. We ask for others to decide if we are really blessed. We seek external proof of worth and then compare all day. We base our happiness and mirth on what the others say. We go on about our lives until we recognize the only way to end the strife is look through your own eyes. But look within, for there is truth. There always been. I'm going to stop now. I'm just going to post that onto our page so you can see it, because I probably won't be able to hear it. So thank you, everybody. Best of luck. This is not the only show we're going to be doing on career change. So stay tuned and God bless.